Good morning. It's 10:21 on a Wednesday. I just had the most dramatic crash out. not really, but I'm on my period and I'm cramping like a fucking bitch. So I just laid on my floor and rolled around on my floor for a minute and then I was like, okay. But I don't know. Just because it's like, you know, you want to find the right, like, position to sit in to where it's not like fucking you up as much at like in a certain position, but I couldn't find it, so I was just like, God, fine. But I don't know, I used to get cramps like a motherfucker. Like when I started my, fun fact, I started my period in third grade and I also got titties in third grade, early bloomer if you will. But yeah, so I used to get like really like 10 out of 10 cramps, like probably like more like in middle school and some of high school, and then like I feel like they're like now it's like I'll get a cramp every once in a while, but like at least once on my period, but it's not like my entire period. But yeah, this morning I woke up at 7:30 and yeah, I was just rolling over, but I kind of woke up and then I was like, oh, I started my period. So I ran to the bathroom and yeah, I got my shit figured out and then I just laid in bed for a while. I guess I was just probably scrolling on TikTok. Ew. But yeah, then I hung out with my mom a little bit and then I stretched a little bit and then I went on a walk and then I was like, fuck that, my stomach is fucking killing me, because my stomach was hurting when I woke up at 7:30. So we've been battling since then, but I took medicine probably at like 9. I don't know why I waited so fucking long, but whatever. Well, at first I was like, it's not my cramps, like I don't know why, honestly, I don't have an excuse. But then after I was finally like, okay, I'm ready to take my medicine, then I was like, oh fuck, I have to take my thyroid medicine, I can't take anything with it for 30 minutes, so I had to take my thyroid medicine, and I took it at like 8 something, but I don't know what time, so I was like, I know it was after 8, so I'm just gonna wait till 9, because I don't know what time it was. So but the shit's not fucking working and my stomach hurts. So, whatever. Yeah. So, here we are, bitch. I'm in a really good mood. I'm like, I feel really good, but my stomach is holding me back, baby. Okay, yeah. Good morning, Wednesday. I'm so glad I'm off work. I'm literally like, I'm so glad I don't have to work today. Okay, let's see. We talked last Wednesday. Technically, you know what? I did record last Monday, though, because I was just feeling like recording, so I did, which, I don't know. I feel like I haven't really been feeling that, but I was feeling it. So, yeah, I didn't even get to record last Wednesday, so now I have to tell you everything since last Monday. Okay. So, yeah, we got back from our trip, and then I was off Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of last week. And on Monday, I hung out with my friend Trent, and that was honestly really fucking good. Like, I don't know if I went into all the details. I probably definitely haven't, but for summary, me and Trent met at our last job and we worked together for like 2 years and we got like super fucking close. Like we took a trip, we went to Vegas together and like we were hanging out pretty much every single day. And then we had a falling out. And it really fucking sucked. I was like kind of really surprised by the whole thing. And then we didn't talk for like a fat minute. I reached out and then nothing. And then maybe we ran into each other or something. How did we get back? Let me look at our text. Okay, I was looking at our old text, but okay, so we stopped being friends, but then we kept working together for like Jesus, like probably another year almost. And so we like, I don't know, work was like awkward for a minute, but then we kind of came back around, and then I stopped working there, like, not out of nowhere. Like, we were all like, fuck this place, we need to get the hell out of here, all the things, whatever. But then I was like, you know what, like, I went on vacation and I quit. So there was that. And then, like, a few months later, Trent quit. And then we have talked, like, a few times kind of here and there. And then, yeah, I guess we started hanging out. I didn't look for the text of that when we first started. Yeah, let me see. Oh, God. Yeah, I don't know. So we hung out, I would say probably two times. Like, we hung out in, like, March, I think, because it was my last tattoo I got. We hung out after that. We went to Chewy's. And then, yeah, like, that time I was like, okay, this is cool. Like, we're friends, but, like, I just, like, I don't know, like, I don't want to be best friends again, like, with what happened last time, just keep my distance, whatever. But then last time we hung out, like, it was really good, and then he asked me if I want to hang out again last Monday. And so I was like, yeah, I'm down. And, like, that time we hung out, and, like, I just feel like he was, like, really mature and just, like, really, like, owned his shit and was, like, extremely genuine and, like, apologized and was just, like, really, like, put himself out there. And I just, like, have, like, so much respect for that, because I've just never really had people, like, own their shit like that, and, like, especially without me, like, even pulling it out of them, which is also something that is extremely rare. But, like, I don't know, just because me and Trent's falling out, like, after that, like, we had talked about it a couple times, and he had been like, oh yeah, like, we don't have to get into all of it, but, like, sorry. And he had said that a couple times, but I just feel like, I don't know, I was still just kind of like, okay, whatever, keep my distance. But this past time, like, he really, like, we went into detail, and, like, I feel like it was, like, 85% his fault, like, 15% mine. And so it was just, like, I was just really grateful, because I'm, like, I don't feel like, I feel like in any other situation, I would usually be, like, taking more of the blame and really, like, acting like it's my fault, even if I know it's not. But, like, I feel like you're completely owning your shit, so it's like, I don't have to pretend that, like, I played a bigger part in this than I did. So, like, I just feel really good that, like, you also see that, like, it validates my feelings, and, like, I'm just glad, like, I'm glad that you're just owning your shit like this. Like, I just, yeah, I have so much fucking respect for that. So that was really fucking cool. And, like, he was just, like, telling me, like, what he loves about being my friend, and, like, kind of, like, he knows what he lost. Like, I don't know. So, and, like, I love Trent. Like, Trent did a lot for me too. Like, I got a lot out of our friendship. And so this falling out, like, I was just telling him, like, it sucks, but at the same time, like, I feel like I believe in reconnection so much, just because it's like there was this little, like, blip of shitty shit and, like, fucked up, and we both probably fucked up, and we both would do things differently, and it really fucking sucked. But there was so much more to that that was, like, so fucking good, that I got so much out of. And it's like, yeah, like, our falling out probably lasted, like, a month, where it was, like, actually, like, really bad for us. But, like, before that, we were best friends for, like, 2 years, and then after that, it was, like, we just had to coexist at work, and, like, yeah, it was weird, but, like, we had been best friends, so it's, like, how do you really act like nothing, you know? Like, it was a weird place to be in, but it worked. And, like, now that we don't work together, like, it's kind of nice, like, we had, like, that big distance between us to both, like, really, like, reflect and like just like heal and grow, and I think that we both did, so I feel really good about that. Like, yeah, we ended up hanging out, we hung out for like 6 hours the other day. We went out for drinks at 6, but then we had like a couple drinks and then just went and hung out his apartment and his new apartment. But it was like, it was just really good. I just feel like that was such a mature conversation, and I just feel like that is something that it's like, I don't know, like I feel like in the past, like I have some friends that in conversations have kind of been like, you know, like fool me once, you know, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me kind of thing, like that vibe, and like just kind of holding a grudge a little bit. But I don't know, and I used to be like that, like definitely in some situations I have like held out a fucking grudge, motherfucker, I have held out a grudge, okay? But I don't know, I'm just like at this point, like it takes effort to hate someone and it doesn't really take effort to love, and I just feel like Trent is someone like that is so deserving of love, and I just feel like our friendship was so fucking good, and I just feel like the future is always better, so I just feel like it's gonna be even better this time, and so why would I like close myself off from that, like what the fuck? So I don't know, I love reconnection, so I'm just like a growing ass bitch. But no, I don't know, it just made me feel really good, like I just am like really grateful for him, like I feel like that was such a like hard thing, like it's so hard to apologize at all or like to own your shit or like admit if you fucked up, and like I just feel like he did that so like profoundly, almost like it was just so like it was honestly beautiful, like it was just really genuine and it was really like present, like we were both really present in that conversation and we were able to like not go back into it and like rehash everything, but like just to like be like, oh, and then this was here and like this was kind of here, and like we were able to like hear each other's kind of perspectives without like blaming each other. And I just feel like, yeah, I feel like that's really mature, I feel like that is really like healthy conflict, and yeah, it was just really good, and we just kind of like renegotiated our friendship. And I don't know, like, I was telling him, I was like, I was kind of reserved, like, I didn't really feel, like, up until this conversation, I just kind of felt like, you know, we were gonna be, like, lowercase F friends, like, we weren't really gonna, like, be able to get back, like, I didn't, like, I have a wall up a little bit, but I feel like after this conversation, like, I just feel like my guards are down again, bitch, like, break my heart, no, I'm just kidding, but no, I feel really good about it, so I'm excited to see where me and Trent's relationship goes from here. So yeah, that was really great. And then yeah, he got a new apartment and it's so fucking cute, and like he's doing really great right now, like he's in a really good headspace, he's like different, he seems really good, and like I don't know, we just both like, I don't know, we just really negotiated our friendship and what we want in the future and what we want, like, our relationship to look like and what we want to be like as individuals. And I just feel like Trent is someone that I want in my life right now because I feel like we're moving in similar directions and kind of, like, what we want for ourselves, like, internally. And I don't know, like, I feel really good about it. So, shout out Trent. Love you, girl. And then yeah, it was so good, honestly, I'm like such a slay because we literally had so much fun together, like we were hanging out literally, I'm not even joking, probably every single day. And then Fridays, we did Friday night ritual is what we called it, and we literally would just hang out on Fridays and like do whatever, like probably getting drunk, but like we were having so much fucking fun, like we would cook sometimes, like one time we made a cake, I think, what the fuck, and like cute. That's funny. But yeah, we would cook it up because we both worked in the kitchen together, and so, you know, we could buck it up all from scratch. It was awesome. So I wish we could do that. I guess we probably can do that. Yeah, I guess we could do that. That would be fun. Oh my god. Anyway, okay. And then Tuesday and Wednesday. I don't know what the hell I did Tuesday and Wednesday. I don't know. I'm like, I feel like I'm kind of a homebody. I don't know. Just because I'm like, where am I going to go? Like, on my day off, I'm like, what am I going to do? I was kind of even feeling that today. Like, I went on a walk this morning, and I just went to the little park, like, by my house. But I don't like it there just because it's so, like, familiar. Like, I went there a lot as a kid, and, like, we lived right by it, like, multiple times. And so, and, like, we do right now, kind of. So, I'm just like, ugh. Like, I just don't like it here. Like, it just makes me... I don't know. At least not by myself. Like, sometimes me and my brother, whatever, we'll go over there, and that's fine. But I just am like, I don't want to walk here. Like, I can't think. I'm just, like, scared I'm going to see someone I know, because I usually do, and I hate it. I don't know. I don't know. Weird, but, yeah. So, I was like, I don't feel like walking here. Like, fuck this. But I didn't see anyone I know today. But I did see people, and I like seeing people, but my goal, I just want to walk, I just want to think, and I just want to, like, kind of, I don't know, because then if I don't see anyone, I feel like I'm also like, why didn't I see anyone? Where was everyone? So, I don't know what I fucking want, but also, I just feel like it's that park, because whenever I go to any other park and walk, I'm having a blast, like, thriving. I don't care if there's people. I'll talk to people. I won't talk to people. Whatever I want. But I just feel like, I don't know. I just don't like this park specifically. So, yeah, I was like, fuck that. And my stomach was hurting. But I think it's kind of finally chilling. So, cross your fucking fingers. But now, my fucking foot is falling asleep. Okay. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, yeah, blah, blah, blah. I think, we went to the lake Tuesday and Wednesday. That's what I did. Me, Brady, and Brianna. And we took my paddleboard, and both of them got to paddleboard, and it was cool because, well, it was not fucking cool, because Brody got on, and he's way better than me, and I'm like, bitch, I'm, like, trying to learn how to do this, what the hell? But then I was watching him, and I'm like, what is he doing that I'm not doing? Like, what's happening differently? And I just was locking my legs, and I should have been bending them, duh, makes sense, but whatever. So I started doing that, and now I'm a fucking pro paddleboarder, motherfucker, ew. So, yeah, but we went to that Tuesday and Wednesday, and it made me feel good because, like, I'm super scared of being in the lake. Like, I just don't want anything fucking touching my feet or touching me at all. Like, it just freaks me out. But we were in there for, like, hours, and, like, only one of us was on the paddleboard at a time, so then the other two were, like, swimming around and shit, so it felt really fucking good to swim. But it was a little scary, but I feel like I was kind of, like, I think we were all, like, getting over our fear a little bit. So, that was fun. That was a lot of fun. And then, Thursday, I went to bed. Oh, and, okay, my grandma had a heart attack, and it's been, like, a whole thing. So, my mom left Tuesday after she got off work and was gone until Sunday, and I was gone till Monday. So, we didn't see each other for almost a fucking week. Weird as hell, because that, like, never happens. And then, yeah, so Thursday I went to bed early as fuck, and then Friday I threw up at work. I was literally had to run to the bathroom and throw up, and I was like, do I have to go home? Like, I need to stay, I need to make money, but, like, whatever. And I felt fine, like, I don't know what the hell happened, weirdest thing ever, but, yeah, threw up, and then I was good, so I guess there's that. I don't think I did anything Friday night after work. Saturday, though, after work. Oh, Friday night, I had to go house sit my friend. Ugh. I hate being alone at night, ever, anywhere. But especially when it's not my fucking house. Like, I just hate it. I hate it. I get the heebie-jeebies. I'm fucking terrified of ghosts. And, like, no, I'm just not a fucking fan. Like, I literally hate it. So, I didn't sleep hardly at fucking all. Like, ideally, I want to sleep in the living room. But they got rid of their couch and they got these, like, I don't even know, like, these little big, like, rocking chairs. But it's, like, I don't know, like, you know those ones that are like a little bowl and then they have the cushion so you're like sitting in this little like bowl kind of thing? It's kind of like that, but not like the giant ones, like they're like individuals kind of, I think. So I definitely could not sleep in that. And so I was like, okay. And then I was like, okay, how do I work your. They have a projector in their room, and I'm like, how do I do this? And she's like, we took the thing with us in here. I'm like, oh, great, okay. And so I was like watching on my phone. So I didn't even go in there till like probably midnight. And then I finally fell asleep, and I was asleep till like 4 a.m. But then from 4 to 7, I was just like tossing and turning. And like, I was watching Grace and Frankie on my phone. And like, at the very end of the episode, like, after in the credits, it's like, okay, good night. And it's like, it's this voice, and it just sounds scary as hell. So it kept waking me up. And well, the first time it woke me up, I was like, what the fuck? Like, who is that? But I was freaked the fuck out. I was literally like, I can never go back to sleep again. So I had to wait till the next episode, till the end, till it said it again. And then I was like, oh my God, thank God it was a fucking bitch. Like, but why? Why'd you do that to me? That's so scary. And so, yeah, oh my God, that was the worst night of my life, honestly. And then, yeah, fucking rough as hell. And then Saturday after work, me and Cheyenne got to hang out. Yay. And we went, we got like, we stayed at the Hilton in Dallas, and we got to go to a show. So that was a lot of fun. We went and saw Green Velvet. Hell yeah. So yeah, we stayed. Yeah, we just met in Dallas. And then the guy, like, he was like, I know y'all are probably here for the water park, but it's closed today because of weather. So I'm gonna go ahead and waive your parking fees and like all this stuff. And so we're like, fuck yeah, okay. And then, yeah, it was awesome. And so we spent the night there, went to the show, 10 out of 10. It was great. We got fucked the fuck up and then came back, went to sleep. But we had wristbands. I guess they had a whole water park at the Hilton. I didn't know that. And so we were like, are we allowed to go to the water park, like, even if like we check out? And he's like, yeah. And so yeah, we just checked out, and then we were like, fuck it, let's go to the water park. And so we went to the water park all day. Oh my God, it was so fun. They have a little swim up bar, they got a big lazy river, like, it was great. And then we left there like probably at like 5 or 6. And then went to Chewy's. It was so good. And then after that, we were like, we don't want to stop hanging out. Like, that freaking sucks. And so we were like, fuck it. Like, I don't care. Like, I'll just drive from your house to work. Like, I don't care. And so yeah. And it was good because I had just went straight from work Saturday to the hotel. So I had my work clothes. So I just washed them at Cheyenne's house. And then wore them to work again. And then I was like, whatever. But yeah, kind of a long drive to work. Like, I, yeah, had to leave her house at like probably, I think I left at 7:15. And like, that was even pushing it. Like, I was 20 minutes later than I should have been to work, but it's fine. Like, I was good. And then, yeah, like, usually at my house, I don't wake up till 7:40, 7:41 to be exact. So, kind of big difference, but kind of don't give a fuck. It was whatever, it was fine. I was like, well, at least we got to hang out. So we did that, and then, she thought she had found this job, and it was gonna be great because she was gonna be off on Sundays, and like, our schedules were gonna be like pretty much the same, so that would have been cool. So we like made plans for like the next 5 weeks. but then she had an interview for that job on Monday, and it was like not really what she was thinking, so she was like, yeah, I'm not gonna do this. So we're like, okay, whatever, like, kind of sucks, but maybe she can find something else similar. We'll see. But yeah, so then now it's Wednesday. So Monday, went to work, came home. Tuesday. Oh, Monday I cooked dinner. And getting back on my grind. It was gross. It wasn't gross, but I could have done way better. I made this, like, 5 cheese tortellini and Alfredo, but it was store-bought when I can make that shit from scratch. The tortellini and the fucking Alfredo, and it would have been way better because it's freaking Nona's recipe. So that kind of sucked. I was like, damn, like, I didn't know, like, I don't know, just because I'm like, I know our shit was good, but, like, I don't really have, like, a comparison, because I haven't really eaten a lot of Italian food since then, so I'm like, eh, yeah. But after having that, I'm like, damn, yeah, I will not be doing this again. Next time I want this, I'm just gonna make it, because I know it'll be fucking bomb if I make it. So, yeah, did that, and then Tuesday, last night, me and my mom just hung out. She's sick, so we just laid in her bed and watched our Little Mermaid show. We haven't watched it in, like, a fucking month. We haven't watched it since before Austin. So, it's been a few weeks. But, yeah, we did that. That was good. And then I went to bed. And then, yeah, I guess kind of here we are. So, buck it up. We're, like, 30 minutes in and all I've done is tell you about my week. But, well, talking about Trent, the reconnecting thing, that was something that I definitely wanted to talk about. Just because I feel like, you know, my last reconnection story. But that's fine. Now, I want to talk about another thing. And this is, like, a little bit, like, uncomfortable for me. Because I haven't fully collected my feelings. And I don't really know. I feel like there's rules on how I'm allowed to feel about this. But I think that's also just, like, social society rules. But I don't know, like, okay, so topic, third wheeling. I'm not a fan. I'm not a fucking fan. And I feel like I'm not allowed to not be a fan because your girl was boy crazy my whole life until, like, probably, like, after high school. And so it's, like, whoever my friends were, like, Jalen, I know that bitch third wheeled for me a bunch of times. And she's a real one for that, so I would just have to do it for her. But I just am, like, in, like, another, like, little bit of a weird position because, well, in a weird spot. I don't know. I just feel like third wheeling is such an awkward thing because especially whenever it's, like, not, like, okay, let's see. Whenever I third wheel Brody and Brianna, I'm not really third wheeling because we just all are kind of hanging out. Like, at first I was like, I just don't want to be third wheeling, like, weird. I don't like that. But yeah, I don't really feel like when we just went to the lake, but obviously, like, we're doing something. It's not really like I can third wheel. But yeah, so it's like that I don't mind, but I feel like there's this one situation I was in a couple weeks ago, and, like, I had went out with my friend, and, they were, like, as soon as we got there, like, I want to make out with this guy, like, blah, 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 whatever, and I'm, like, yeah, like, go off, girl, and so she does, and then I'm just, like, kind of awkwardly standing there, like, I'm still vibing, like, I'm still dancing, grooving, moving and grooving, but it was just, like, awkward, so I was like, oh, this is, like, I don't like the way that this feels, and I didn't really know how I felt. I was like, is this, like, what is this feeling I'm having? So I was like, I'm just gonna go to the bathroom, I'm just gonna grab a little water, like, I'm good, whatever. So I go, and then said friend comes and is like, oh, you left me, and I was like, oh my god, girl, like, you was busy, like, you left me, I kind of felt like, and so I was just like, whatever, but, like, then it happened again, so I was just like, what am I feeling? Like, I don't know what this is, and I feel like, okay, some self-awareness, I used to be the girl, and I'm like, I'm gonna make out, like, I had these two girls that I used to go out with, Cassidy and Natalie, And like whenever I first turned 18, we were all going out. And so like at that point we would go out to the bar and like, well, Cassidy's like going to the bar. Cassidy likes to have a couple beers, talk to a few guys, do her thing. And then me and Natalie will dance. But then there will be sometimes that I want to go make out with a guy. Natalie had his boyfriend though, by the way, at this time. And so it was like, I don't know. I was like, I definitely feel like that was big room for her to feel like the way that I was kind of feeling the other day. And so I was just like, oh, like, I feel like I can't really say anything, but whatever. So I just text Natalie and I was like, hey, like, when we all went out, like, did you ever feel like left out or like weird or anything? Like, if me and Cassidy like both went and talked to guys? She was like, no. I was like, oh, okay, sorry about that. But I feel like it's a universal feeling that everyone hates third wheeling. And I don't know. I just feel like whenever you talk about something like that, like, I don't know. Like, I remember, okay, this is like, I guess a little different, but it feels like a form of this vibe is some of my friends that live together. Two of them, the couple is in their room hooking up, and then my other friend is in her room, but they're right next to each other, so she can hear them, and they're being very loud. And so I go over there and I'm like, fuck no, like, fuck them for that. So I like made a joke about it, and I was like, nobody wants to hear that, like, kind of joking but not really, like, what I'm saying is true, but I'm saying it in like a joking kind of way to like make it like light. I'm like, nobody wants to fucking hear that shit. And the boyfriend was like, oh, if you're jealous, like, that's okay. Like, I've been there too. Like, if you're jealous, that's fine. And I'm like, first of all, baby, I don't fuck. So, like, definitely not jealous, but thank you. And so, I don't know. That's what I'm, like, thinking. I'm kind of bringing that into this situation. And so, whenever my friend's making out with this guy, I'm like, I feel like jealousy is the first guess of what this feeling is that comes to mind. And so I sit with that because I feel like that's what maybe said person would say to me, like, oh, are you jealous? And I'm like, okay, let me sit with that and reflect on that. Do I want to make out? No. Do I want to make out with a random nasty freak guy at the bar? Like, definitely, absolutely not. Do I want to be making out with this friend? No, I'm good with not making out. I'm cool with that. I'm here to vibe. Like, I'm here to dance, actually. So, so jealousy is not the feeling that I'm feeling, but I don't know. I was just feeling weird about it. And I'm like, I don't really know what this is. So then I kind of go and I'm like, okay, so not jealousy, is it like, pretty much I came to the conclusion that it's just like, I feel kind of like left, I feel like I'm third wheeling, I feel like left out in a way, like, I feel like we're here to hang out, we're doing our thing, but then like, I just kind of feel like a placeholder, like, I'm like, you want to hang out with me, we're having all this fun, but then you see this guy and you just instantly want to make out. And so then you just go do that. But then if I leave and I just go to vibe and do my own thing, like, then, like, you don't want me to go do that. But what? Like, I feel like you're upset for me leaving you, but you just left me, I feel like. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it, and I haven't talked to this person yet, so I feel weird, like, talking about it to you guys, because I'm like, it feels like kind of like I'm not like talking shit or like doing this fucking game. Like, I don't know what, I just haven't seen this friend again yet, so like, I don't really know. I don't know. I'm like, I will be really upset if they heard this before I just talked to them about it. But then I'm also like, I almost don't want to talk to them about it because this seems like a small thing that like maybe I just need to get over, because I do think like jealousy, if whenever I was thinking this was a jealousy thing, jealousy is not something that you act on. My belief of jealousy, I feel like jealousy is a feeling that is inevitable, and you're gonna feel it always at some point in your life, multiple points in your life, but it's something that you just kind of hold and sit with and let move through your body and move out of you. Like, it's not something you act on. It's not something you do. And I'm like, this feels like, it feels like an emotional jealousy, I guess, is how I'm kind of viewing it. Because I'm like, yeah, I feel like, you know, why aren't you content with what, like, we chose to come out here together. We wanted to come here to dance. Like, our plans that we both, like, participated in making of these plans was to come here and dance and have fun and hang out together. And so, like, this friend making out with this guy, and it's like, well, like, what am I, like, you're kind of leaving me when you're going to do that. Like, I'm not, and I don't want to be a part of that. I'm not interested in being a part of that. Like, that's not what this is. I'm just kind of like, damn, like, now I'm just kind of here vibing and dancing by myself. But then why did we make these plans, you know, like, together, to do this together, because we're not even together in this, you know? Like, I don't know. I'm kind of spitballing right now, and I'm like, I just kind of feel, like, embarrassed. This feels embarrassing that I'm feeling this way. And I feel like I shouldn't feel these things, but I just kind of feel like, I don't know. I don't want to say lonely, because it's like, I don't want makeout. The sexual shit is just not my thing right now. I'm just, and it's like, whenever I say that, though, people don't believe me. Like, people think that, like, the opportunity is just not coming to me or something. Like, I don't know. This is, like, the thing whenever people are like, oh, you're single? And I'm like, yes, I am. And they're like, oh, that's okay. Like, I don't know how, like, you're just so pretty. Like, that's okay. When you're not looking for it, you'll find someone. Like, you'll find someone. Don't worry. Don't worry. Don't worry. And, like, I feel like that's the vibe that I'm like, I hate that. Like, that is just so untrue to me. Like, no, I'm just not interested. I'm just literally not interested in that. I don't want that. No, thank you. I don't want it. I don't want it. I don't want to be touched. I don't want to be, I don't know. I don't want that. And so that's what I'm trying to avoid in describing my situation right now. Because I'm like, when this friend is making out with this guy, yeah, I don't want to make out. I definitely don't want to make out with this guy. I definitely don't want to make out with my friend. I definitely don't want to make out with anyone. I just, like, want to be here and, like, dance and vibe and have the fun, and, like, I want to be here with my friend because, like, you know, we made these plans to be here together, and now, like, they're off in their, in this world with this person. So it's like, I just kind of feel like, oh, like, okay, because it's like, okay, like, it's like, at first, like, I'm like, okay, for, like, a minute, like, a couple minutes, whatever, I'm fine by myself. Like, yeah, it's like you just left and went to the bathroom real quick. But then it's like, we're, like, continuing to hang out with this guy. Like, she's hanging out with this guy. Like, they're dancing together and all the things. And so I'm just kind of like, okay, like, I thought we were kind of here to dance together, but, like, I guess not. Like, whatever. And so then I'm kind of like, well, like, I want to go figure out my vibe. If you're going to change the vibe, like, let me change up my vibe. Like, let me go, you know, get a drink or go to the bathroom if I need to go to the bathroom, or, like, maybe I can go meet other people and I can go talk to other people. But then it's like, they want to, like, come and grab me from doing that and be like, oh, why'd you leave me? Why'd you leave me? And I'm like, bitch, you left me. Like, what do you mean? So, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that. And I'm like, I don't know. Like, as I'm saying this, I'm imagining bringing it up to them, and I feel like they would just not really, like, I don't know, because it's like, also at the same time, like, I was talking to ChatGPT about this yesterday, because I didn't think, okay, like, that night when it was happening, like, active in action, and I went to the bathroom, I was kind of like, what is this I'm feeling? Is this a conversation I need to have? Is this just something that's gonna pass? What does this feel like in my body? It doesn't feel good, but I don't know, like, it doesn't feel like jealousy, but it doesn't feel like, it just feels kind of cold a little bit. It doesn't really feel super good. And then I finally get back to my friend and they're like, oh, I was like, I was so scared when you were gone. Like, I just needed to find you. I just needed to find you. And I'm just like, so you just want me to stand next to you when you just make out with this guy and then you just dance with this guy and you're kind of leaving me? I'm just supposed to stand there and wait for you to come back? Like, it just kind of feels like an imbalance a little bit. Like, it just kind of feels like, yeah, it just kind of feel like a placeholder. It's like, oh, you're just hanging out with me until you can find a guy to make out with, and then you make out with the guy, but then as soon as I'm gone, then you're like, no, like, you want it all. You want to have your cake and eat it too. No. But I don't know. I'm just like, this is just like a little bit confusing to me, because I feel like it's like, you know, like whenever, okay, say I run into one of my friends at the bar. I'm like, oh, hey. And then instantly I'm pulling my friend that I came here with into this conversation instead of just like turning around. Because it's like, even like that, okay, imagine, I feel like we've all kind of been in some situation where we're with a friend, or we are the friend, and we run into a random friend, and maybe the one who doesn't know, isn't the mutual, is like awkwardly kind of standing there, and they're like, I don't know these people, like, I don't really know what's going on, I don't really know what y'all are talking about, like, do I really care about this? I don't really know, but I feel kind of awkward. And so it's like, yeah, it just feels like a left-outedness. It feels like a third wheeling, and I don't know, like, it just doesn't feel great. You know what I'm saying? Like, is this crazy? I feel like this kind of feels like a universal feeling, but I don't really know what it is. I'm like, it's kind of like a left-outedness. It's kind of like, yeah, it's like an emotional thing. I'm kind of like, oh, like, I thought like we were hanging out, like I was on the vibe, like we were hanging out together, like we were gonna dance together, we were gonna like talk to each other, and like we were gonna do this and this, and like now you kind of left me in that, so now I gotta figure this shit out for my own, but then I go to do that and then you pull me back, but what? So yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know my feelings on it. I don't know what I'm allowed to feel, what I'm supposed to feel. And like, talking to ChatGPT about it, ChatGPT is like, this is a boundary you need to set, like this is making you uncomfortable, like this and this. And like, this whole time I'm like going back and forth, and I'm like, yeah, but like, oh, also a thing, like before we go out, like we're in the Uber or something, and it's like, this person is like, oh, I want to make out with guys tonight. I want to make out with guys tonight. And so it's like, we knew this was a plan, you know? It's like, it's not like I didn't know this was part of it. And also, it's like, this is kind of like a common thing with this specific friend. And it's like, I feel like if we go out in a group, it's way different. Okay, that's the thing. I feel like if we go out in a group, it's way different, because if one friend wants to go do that, there's still a vibe between us, you know, me and whoever else is not doing that. But if it's just two of us and we go out and you're doing that, I'm kind of like, yeah, I'm just kind of awkward standing there. So my initial thing, I don't know. I'm just like, I don't really know how I feel about it, and I don't really know how I'm supposed to feel. And so, like, yeah, that night, whenever it happened, I kind of had those feelings, and I was kind of like, oh, is this a thing? Like, am I overreacting? Is this, like, what is this? And it just didn't fucking feel good. Like, it just felt like convenience. Like, you're just here to come out with me, but then as soon as we get here, you're like, you just want to make out with all these people. So it's like, yeah, like, it's just kind of weird. And, but also, I used to be this person, and I feel like in this phase, I guess, you know, I would consider myself at the time boy crazy. And so I'm like, maybe they're just boy crazy. Like, maybe just that's what this is. But like, what is that? Why is that? Is this like, because it doesn't feel personal too, but it's like, oh, but then the other day I was talking to my client, and I was just like, oh my God, like, I was, like, saying in, like, a funny way, like, I was making a joke, like, about my friend, like, making out with this guy, like, I was just telling a story about this situation. And then, in this, my client responds, and she's like, your friend's making out with guys whenever it's just you two hanging out, like, what the heck? And I was kind of like, whoa, wait, like, wait, did you just say that? Because I was kind of thinking that, but, like, you, I was thinking that, but you said it, like, that is the vibe, like, I was just kind of like, wait, okay, so, like, maybe this is, like, but I don't know. I don't know, because I'm like, yeah, I used to kind of be like that, but I don't know, because obviously at the time I'm not consciously, it's not personal to my friend at all. I'm thinking, oh, I'm like fucking, I need this validation from a man. Like, I need to go make out with him because I need to feel hot. It's going to cure this, like, sort of loneliness in me. It's going to be this, like, thing. Like, that's, I mean, not consciously. I wasn't super aware of all these feelings, but I was thinking, I need to make out with this guy. So it's not that I'm thinking, oh, I don't want to hang out with my friend. I'm just thinking, oh, I need to make out with this guy. Like, now's the time, you know? So that's also what's confusing, is I'm like, I know it's not personal. I know it's not like she's like, oh yeah, fuck Brittany, like, I don't want to hang out with her, let me go make out with these guys instead so I can get away from her. So it's like, it's not like that. Like, so it's like, am I even allowed to, like, have feelings about it? Like, it just kind of feels like weird a little bit. So I don't know, dude, I don't fucking know. But yeah, then when my client said something too, I was kind of like, okay, like, maybe it is fucking weird. But I don't know. I was just like, yeah, I'm talking to ChatGPT. And then also, okay, on top of all of this, I'm like, maybe, like, is this just something, like, is this an insecurity in me? Is this a loneliness in me? Is this something, like, is this a me thing? And ChatGPT is like, no, this isn't a you thing, like, blah, 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 like, your feelings are valid and all the things. And so I'm kind of like, okay. Well, I also want to throw this in there, because this is something else that's popping up to me, is I have another friend who's in a relationship who is, this relationship is a narcissist and a people pleaser, which is like the perfect match, because the people pleaser needs a narcissist for the validation and the narcissist needs a people pleaser to control. So it's like, yeah, the perfect match, but in the worst way. And so it's like, and my friend is the people pleaser. And so it's like, whenever I see this friend out in public, or, okay, let me give this example, okay? I'm gonna give two examples. Okay, one is me and my friend. I'm like, we both want to hang out. We've been trying to hang out forever. And, like, we're finally like, okay, let's hang out. Let's meet at this bar at this time. Do this, all this. And we'll just hang out all night. Or not all night, but, like, we'll just meet up and hang out. Have some drinks. Have fun. And, like, if we do that in the past, anytime before, like, it's usually, like, a whole night thing. Like, we'll start there, and then we'll go there, and then we'll go there. And, like, it's an all night thing. And so we go, and, like, at first she's like, you know, my partner's really mad at me, like, they've just been, you know, they don't want me to go, and I'm like, ugh, like, we haven't seen each other in forever, like, that kind of sucks, I get it, like, if you can't come, like, whatever, that's fine. And they're like, no, like, I'm, like, begging them, like, they said I can come, they said it's fine, they said they don't care. And so I'm like, okay, awesome, like, can't wait to see you there, all the things. So we get there, and we're there for, like, 20 minutes. And in this 20 minutes, my friend is texting their partner this whole time. And it's, like, kind of intense. They're typing really fast. It's paragraphs. They're going back and forth. And they're like, oh, she's, like, she said she's not mad. She said she doesn't care. But, like, she, like, there's this whole thing. And then the partner texts and says, okay, well, I'm gonna go hang out with a person who has been, I don't want to share too much, but a person that they probably shouldn't be hanging out with. And so then my friend is like, okay, well, like, that's really not good. Like, I don't want them to go hang out with this person because this person has interfered in their relationship before. I guess I'll just say that. And so my friend is getting a little stressed. So really, our time together we haven't got any time together because she's texting and she's upset and she's involved in this. And then the partner turns their location off so my friend cannot see it. And so then my friend is freaking out even more and is like, I gotta go. Like, I gotta go. I don't know what this is. She's so mad at me. She wants to go hang out with other person. And this is like, I gotta go. I'm so sorry. Whatever. So I'm like, okay, cool. Like, whatever. Like, let me know that everything's okay when it is. And then my friend leaves and gets home and then texts me, oh, everything's fine. Like, we're good. Everything's good. And so I'm like, okay, pretty clear that, like, that's a super manipulative thing because your partner was like, no, fine, go hang out with them, do whatever you want, do whatever you want, and, like, acted like it was your choice, but then as soon as you leave, they turned off their location, and they said they were gonna go hang out with this person that they cheated on you with, okay, T, I'll just say it, that they cheated on you with, and so that way you could come back, and now that you're back, everything is just fine and dandy. So it was really never your choice to go out. They made it seem like you had an option, but then they got mad and made you come back home pretty much. And then they were fine again. So it's like, what? Like, that's just super, like, manipulative. And, like, I don't know. That just scares me because I feel like, I don't know. Because, like, whenever I'm with my friend and they start making out, I'm kind of like, okay, let me switch my vibe. And, like, the other day, whenever I left and I went to the bathroom and I went to get a drink, and then my friend followed me eventually. And so I'm like, well, I don't want it to be, I don't think that it was in a manipulative way at all. I literally was just like, because whenever it was happening, I was like, okay, like, kind of awkward. And then it, like, probably, like, I stood there for probably, like, 10 minutes, and then I was like, I'm gonna go to the bathroom real quick. And then went, and I didn't expect them to come. I was just, like, gonna go do my thing, clear my head, come back, whatever. But the fact that they followed me, and then they were, like, they were gone from that guy at that point. And so I was just kind of, like, am I being manipulative? Is this, like, a thing? Like, I just don't want to be, like, in a, like, manipulating this in any sort of way. Like, that's not what I want. This isn't what I'm trying to do. Like, I just, like, I was just uncomfortable, and so I just wanted to take a step back, like, just go get some water, like, go to the bathroom, like, you know, I just wanted to go do my thing real quick. So, I don't know, but that's something that also freaks me out, is because I absolutely do not want to be manipulating the situation in any sort of way. And then, okay, let me give the other example, okay, with that couple, the narcissist and the people pleaser. So, I'm at the bar with other friends, and my people pleaser friend sees me, and people pleaser is with their partner. And so, I'm like, oh my god, hey bitch, like, what the fuck is up? Because at this point, so the other incident was way before, and, like, we haven't hung out since then. And so we see each other, so we're like, oh my god, hey, what's up? Just, like, catching up real quick. And then, I, like, their partner's there, I'm saying hi to their partner, you know, we're including them in the conversation and everything, and then, out of nowhere, the partner gets up and leaves, and just walks out of the bar, and is just, like, waiting outside. And so then it's, like, of course my friend is, like, oh, like, I don't know where she went, like, she must be mad at me, I don't know what's going on, like, she's pissed, because then she's texting her, and she's, like, I can't believe you, like, da 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 da. And so it's, like, this whole thing. So then my friend is like, I gotta go. And I'm like, okay, cool, like, let me know, like, when you're good, if everything's good, whatever. And then as soon as they walk outside the bar, as soon as they're gone, they're like, everything's good, we're good. And so it's like, I don't know. I just feel like that's super, like, calculated. Like, this person, this narcissistic person, I feel like is, it's a manipulation. It's like, oh, yeah, do whatever you want. Let's go do this. Let's go do this. But then a second you don't do what I want you to do, I'm going to do this. So that way you come back and do what I want you to do. But then it's all going to be fine when you're doing what I want you to do. So, yeah, I'm like, I just don't want it to be like that, because it's like, whenever I left and I went to the bathroom and then my friend followed me, it was kind of like, okay, then she left the guy because she's coming to me. So it's like, I just don't, like, that's not my goal. That's not what I wanted. I just wanted to step back from this situation and I just wanted to, like, go get my shit, go do my thing. And then when you're not doing this, we can hang out again. But, like, while you're making out with this guy, like, or dancing with this guy, like, I just don't want to be like fucking standing right next to y'all like a fucking, like, weirdo. Like, I don't know, it just feels weird to me. So yeah, I don't know, like, doesn't that just seem a little weird? Do I, like, I just don't want to be doing anything that is, like, manipulating this situation at all, because that's not what I'm trying to do. I'm just trying to figure out myself and my own, I'm just trying to take care of myself in this situation. So one of my friends making out with this guy, I'm not thinking, let me get her back over here. I'm thinking, I just want to go, I don't want to feel awkward standing here. Like, I want to go, yeah, get my water, I want to go pee, and then I just want to, like, reevaluate, check the vibes again, see how I'm feeling. So I don't know. And yeah, same thing. Like I said, like, I used to be quote unquote boy crazy, and I don't know if I would, I don't think it's my place to call this friend of mine boy crazy. Yeah. I don't know. I'm like, I just feel, like, awkward because I don't want to keep putting myself in this position to feel this way. It doesn't really feel good to me. So, but then I'm like, it's also not her responsibility to make sure that I feel okay and make sure that I'm having fun and do this and that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what's confusing about it, because I'm like, I feel like, I don't know what should be different. I don't know how this could be different. Because it's like, I don't want to be like, let's go to the bar and you can't make out with any guys. Like, that's not what I want. That's just not what I want. Like, if that's what she, if she want to go make out with the guys, like, baby, go make out with the guys. But I'm like, okay, so maybe, like, we, like, have a little routine where it's like, okay, cool, like, if you want to go make out with the guy, I'm gonna step aside, I'm gonna go do my thing, and then, like, we'll just meet back up later. Cool with that. Okay. Or, like, maybe, like, we invite one of our other friends so that way, like, me and other friend can dance and groove and vibe and connect, and then you can go do whatever you want. But I don't know, just because I'm like, I just, like, when I go to the bar, like, but also this is the thing that I feel like is a little, like, different about me in my friend groups. The past few years, I just, I'm like, I'm not interested in guys. I'm not interested in, whenever I go out to the bar, I'm not thinking, oh, let me dress super sexy so I can meet cute guys. Oh, maybe there will be cute guys there. Oh, like, I'm just, there's no, that's not my thought at all. Whenever we get to the bar, I'm not looking around looking for guys. I'm not taking a lap to look for the guys. And it's like, I get all of this behavior. I used to be very into this. I used to very, do these things and have this thoughts. But I just, like, I don't really feel that. So, I don't know. It's confusing because, yeah, it's, like, in my last friend group, there's 5 of us, okay? And 2 of us were, like, same page, not interested in meeting people at the bar. But then, 3 of us were. 3 of them were. And so, we would go to the bar, and it's, like, I'm chilling because at least I got one of us over here. But it's also, like, most of the time we would just be chilling. Like, maybe one of us would go talk to a guy or do your thing for a minute, but then you come back. Like, it's not like a whole thing. But I don't know. I'm like, it's kind of weird. Like, I feel like it's kind of new to me going out, like, one-on-one with a person. And me and my friend have kind of been doing this. Like, we kind of have been going out one-on-one. And so it's like, when we do that, like, yeah, I don't know. That's what is confusing. Because I'm like, I feel like I'm third-wheeling you and a random stranger. Like, why would you rather be hanging out with a random stranger than me? Like, I thought we were in this together, bitch. But, like, I'm not gonna make out with you, though. So, if you need to make out, obviously you need to find someone else. But then, like, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. And then it's like, this has happened. I guess this has probably happened multiple times, but I guess, like, I don't know. This past time, it was like, I don't know. I just actually, like, clocked it and, like, was thinking about it. And now I'm actually thinking about it. But it's like, other times in this situation, like, I feel like, yeah, it's usually, like, I'll either start talking to other people or, like, maybe dancing with, I don't know. I don't really, like, I don't love dancing with other people. I feel like I just love to dance however I want. And so I'm like, I don't, definitely don't touch me. Like, whenever I'm saying dancing together, I mean, like, we're gonna face each other and, like, act like we're dance battling. That's what I mean, dancing together. I don't mean, don't fucking touch me, first of all. But that's always been my thing. Even when I was boy crazy, if a man tried to come up and dance on me, baby, no. Mm-mm. If I used to, even though I was boy crazy and I would make out with guys at the bar, I'm not dancing on them. If a guy wanted to come up and dance behind me, I just turned him around and tried to bend him over and make him dance on me, because I'm not doing that shit, okay? I don't like it. Guys don't know how to dance, and baby, I can boogie, so. No, I don't know. I'm just like, I'm, so, whatever. Anyway, irrelevant. Sometimes I'll start dancing with other people. And then, but then it's like, then my friend is like, wait, come over here. Like, I don't know. It's kind of like this push and pull. Like, I don't really understand, because it's kind of like, I don't know. It's a little bit confusing to me. So, yeah. But then, yeah, obviously other times it's like, okay, then I just kind of stand there and dance by myself, which is fine. Because sometimes I do go out by myself. So I'm like, is that just how I'm supposed to act? Like, am I just supposed to pretend that I'm here alone? But then if I'm here alone, then yeah, I'm going to go grab a water and grab the bathroom whenever I need to, you know? Is that like, so I don't know. I don't know what I'm supposed to be fucking doing. Someone fucking tell me the answer. Is any of this allowed? Like, I don't know. Because I'm like, I feel like, here's the thing. My feelings, valid. I know that. I know my feelings are valid. I know, obviously, my feelings are my feelings. But I'm like, I don't know if this is just like a weird form of jealousy. Like, is third wheeling a weird form of jealousy? Like, it just kind of feels cold. So I'm like, is this just something that I'm not supposed to act on or not supposed to acknowledge or say anything? But I just feel like open communication is the healthiest thing. But I'm just scared because, okay, I think my biggest problem, what keeps, like, coming up slightly in the back of my head, but I haven't wanted to say it out loud because I'm like, no, 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 but I think yes, okay? I was listening to one of the podcasts I listen to. It's not We Can Do Hard Things. They would never. This is a more, like, I don't know, okay? I don't know. This is just a different, it's kind of a gossipy a little bit podcast, and they were talking, this person calls in and they say, I don't remember who it was, someone, I don't know, whatever. Anyway, the host, their response, it was basically saying, when you're out at the bar and your friend is making out and hanging out with these guys, hooking up, whatever, and then the other friend gets mad about it, the host was saying, fuck you, you're jealous. Like, you gotta get over that. Let your friend make out. If she wants to make out, let her leave with this guy. If she wants to leave with this guy, like, fuck you, stop making it about yourself. That is what the host said. And so I guess that's kind of how I'm feeling, is I'm like, okay, fuck me. I'm making it about myself. Like, I shouldn't be doing this. This isn't about me. This has nothing to do with me. But that doesn't feel true. That feels like kind of like selfish in a way. Like, if we come to the bar together and then you leave me, like, why did we come to the bar together? If this isn't about me, why am I here? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I don't know. That just feels kind of weird. Because then I'm thinking, I'm like, okay, if I ask Glennon Doyle and I say, Glennon, what do I do in this situation? I don't know what she would say, because she's sober. So she doesn't, and she's married, so she's not really having these situations. But I just feel like, I don't know. I'm trying to think. I feel like I need to have a conversation with my friend, but I'm just scared of how my friend will react. And I do love and trust this friend. I don't think that this person would mean harm, but I just kind of feel like me and this friend, something that, I don't know, whenever I'm evaluating my situations, I feel like my kind of first few initial thoughts are, A, not mine at all, but also they're kind of this, like, mean girl. I have a little bit of mean girl in me, and that's not my fault. That's the social conditioning, and that's how you are a successful woman in the system, is this mean girl energy. And so I was doing that, and I'm not doing that anymore, which I'm a lot more proud of. But I just feel like, yeah, because I'm trying to think if someone, I remember, actually, hold on, I remember, there was this one night, I was with two of my other friends, this was in high school, I think, and there's three of us, and we go to this party, and we're hanging out with these guys, and then later, they're like, y'all can come back to our house, like, we'll keep the party going, we'll do the thing, and so me and my two friends, when there's two guys and three girls, we go back to these guys' house, and we're hanging out, we're doing the thing, and then me and this one guy go to a room, me, my friend and this other guy go to their room. Also, we did not fuck. This sounds like a sexual thing, but this is also just like a little bit of a, what is that called? Whenever I'm just rambling, this is just random. I don't know. I can't think of the word I'm thinking of. A tangent. But me and this guy go to the bedroom, and, like, literally, we're both drunk, but we're both, like, I'm going to bed, like, this is not, like, a sex thing, like, I just want to go to bed. So we went to bed, but then I could not sleep, like, I was wide fucking awake for some reason, and, we weren't, like, spooning, like, we weren't super cuddling, but we were kind of cuddling, and his arm, like, one of his arms was on me, and oh my god, I was like, get your fucking arm off me, like, I don't know, I didn't want to move it, because I was like, I kind of like the idea of cuddling, but god, I wish it was not your arm on me, like, please get your fucking arm off me. So, yeah, kind of random, but whatever, I was not having the arm on me that day, but anyway, back to the story. So, yeah, me and my guy go in this room, her and her guy go in this room, and then our other friend is in the living room, and she goes home. And the next morning, me and my friend that are still there, we're both like, what the heck, I can't believe she left us, like, what the fuck, whatever. Also, another little thing in the story is both of my, the two girlfriends I was with, both kind of liked this guy, and they both kind of thought, like, they were, like, kind of, like, competing for him a little bit. So, I think maybe, but it's also, like, neither of them were gonna date him. This wasn't, like, a real feeling thing. They both just kind of, like, wanted to, like, make out with him. And so, we, yeah, I don't know. I don't think, I don't know if that was, of like, maybe her feelings were hurt a little bit. I don't think, I don't know. I think it was, like, a fair game. Like, this was, like, a friendly competition, I think. But, I don't know. Like, we were both kind of, like, why'd she leave? And then my friend was, that was there, was, like, if he would have, like, if she would have been the one to go back to the room with him, like, I would have stayed. Like, I would have been happy for her. Like, I feel like, you know what? Fair game. Like, you know what, good job. But I just remember we were both kind of like, damn, like, I can't believe she just, like, left us and, like, never even said anything or anything. So, yeah, but I'm also like, if I was in that situation now, damn fucking right I would leave. I would not sit there while both of my friends go, leave me to go hook up with these guys, or, like, whatever. I'm saying hook up because I feel like that's usually what happens, but not my case. So, yeah, I don't really know. Kind of weird, kind of a thing, but I'm like, I just imagine that that friend was probably feeling like a third wheel and really feeling like fucking shit. And so, I don't know. I don't know. This is a lot. I'm like, I don't know. Like, it's kind of awkward, kind of embarrassing, and kind of like, I don't really know what I'm supposed to do with these feelings. Like, okay, so yes, a yes conversation. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I'm like, how do I even approach this? Because I don't know what the solution is. I don't know what the best outcome for this is. Like, just because I'm like, I don't want to be like, fuck you, like, you know, don't make out with guys when we go out. Okay, stupid. I don't want to be like, I don't want to go out with you anymore. Because when this person is not making out with guys, we have the best time. Whenever it's just us, like, I guess that's kind of also what hurts my feelings. It's like, I feel like we're having so much fun when it's just us. So I kind of feel like, oh, damn, like, you would rather be making out with a nasty, drunk, sloppy guy at the bar who's, like, probably saying super cringy things and, like, is probably a bad kisser. A lot of times she'll even say, oh, he was such a bad kisser. And I'm like, dude, what? Like, what the fuck? Why are you doing this? What are you doing? But also, I've done that before. So, yeah. I don't fucking know. Yeah, I don't know. I'm like, I just feel like it was, yeah, I guess maybe that's what it is. Just because I feel like I'm having so much fucking fun, but then I turn around and you're making out with some guy and I'm like, oh, like, I thought this was fun. Like, I thought we were having fun. Like, you're not having fun. Like, making out with a sloppy drunk creep at the bar is better than, like, dancing with your best friend. Like, what? Like, I don't know. Okay. I'm trying to figure out this solution. So, I asked ChatGPT, and I'm like, okay, what would be the best solution for this? And it's like, okay, well, right before that, I was like, it just, talking about it feeling like third wheeling, and it's like, yeah, that's human, like, it's wanting connection with your friend, and then feeling, like, left out when she disconnects it isn't unreasonable, it's human. Oh, shit. Whatever, I'll get that in a minute. But whatever. So I was like, okay, so what is possible solutions? Says possible solutions, set clear intentions before going out. You can say, I really want a dancey girls night tonight, not a guy centered one. Can we keep this just us for a while? It's not controlling, it's setting the vibe. And I'm like, I don't like that. Like, I don't want to, it feels controlling. I don't want to be like, no, don't make out with these guys, because I know she wants to make out with these guys. Okay. Saying build a backup plan, if she starts making out with the guy, go to the other side of the dance floor, go get a drink, Uber home. Definitely never gonna Uber home. I'm not gonna leave. That's the same thing. I can't get mad at her for leaving me and then turn around and leave her. What the fuck? So, not like leave. I can leave and go to the other side of the dance floor. Why can't I do that? Like, I don't know. Whatever. Anyway, then it says, I love going out with you when we're on the same wavelength, but when I sometimes I end up feeling a little like third wheeling when the focus shifts to guys. I don't expect you to change how you party. I just want to make sure it feels good for both of us. Okay, that's kind of fair. Also, I guess kind of in the same thing, is it's like sometimes she'll be making out with the guy and then like and, like, dancing with him and stuff, and then at some point, like, we'll come into contact, and she's like, ugh, like, I want him to go away, And me, I have no problem. I'm a man eater. Bitch, get the fuck out of here. So I'll like be like, can you get away from us? Like, go away. Or like, I don't care. Like, I'll just be so straight up. I don't even give a fuck. But I don't like to over, I don't want to push him away if she doesn't want him gone. So, but if she says she wants him gone, I'm like, okay, you want me to say something? And then she's like, no, that's awkward. I'm like, it's not fucking awkward, bitch. If we don't want him here, it's awkward that he's fucking here and we don't want him here. So, like, there's one time and she's like, oh, he's following us. Like, he's coming. I'm like, oh, God. She's like, ugh. Like, I just wish he would stop talking. I want him to go away. And then we get to where we're going and they start talking again. And I'm like, bitch, what? Like, you told me you didn't want him here, but why are you talking to him? What is this? And as women, as people in this world, we're all raised to be people pleasers. So I feel like it's kind of this awkward thing. But I feel like she knows that I don't give a fuck about that. So I will straight up just be like, get the fuck away from us, dude. Dude, you big bro, get away. Like, I don't give a fuck. So, yeah, ChatGPT was saying, like, tell her, like, I'm going to go do my thing for a bit. Let me know if you need something. But, like, I'm not going to tell him to go away if you don't want him to go away. So I don't know what the solution is. I feel like, yeah, I guess maybe just like, yeah, maybe just making it a thing where it's like, okay, if she wants to go make out with the guy, then I'll go do my own thing. But then it doesn't have to like be like a don't pull me back in if you're just gonna pull me back in and then keep making out with him and keep dancing with him. Like, I don't want to be there for that. It feels awkward and I feel like a third wheel and it feels like I'm just here out of convenience because you were fine with me, but then he came up and now you'd rather be that. Like, so yeah, I don't know. I will see this friend this not this week, but next week, I think. So yeah, I don't know. We'll see. But anyway, boo, third wheeling, but whatever, it's fine. But I feel like I have a lot of friends right now. Like, I feel like in my day, I'm thinking, it's kind of overwhelming a little bit because I'm like, oh, I want to text this friend, I want to text that friend, but then I'm like, oh, I don't know who to text. I don't really know what I want to do. So I don't want to, like, make this whole thing. So it's a little bit stressful, but it's kind of nice because I'm kind of like, okay, cool. Like, I have some options. Like, now that Cheyenne is gone, it's kind of like, okay, like, I have more free time. I can hang out with more of my friends. And, like, I didn't feel like I couldn't hang out with my friends before. It was just kind of like, I don't want to because me and Cheyenne are probably going to hang out. So I'm good. But yeah, now that bitch is fucking gone, God, yeah, but we're gonna see each other this weekend, we're gonna have so much fun, we're gonna go, I'm gonna go to her house after work Saturday, because my coworker is having a pool party at, out in a town closer to where Cheyenne is living, so I was like, I'll just come over there, and then we can go there, and then I'll come back home, and then the next week, oh, yeah, she has her aunt's birthday party and she's gonna ask him if I can come because we want to hang out. So, also that's something we should talk about too. Inviting your friends with you when you go to other friends or other things, because that's like, I don't know, like, I'm always like, yeah, can Cheyenne come, though? Like, can my friends come? Can I bring a friend? Like, whenever I was house-sitting, I wanted to be like, can I bring a friend over? Like, what the hell? But, because that would have been great. If I'm not alone, I'm good at night. But being alone at night, no thank you. Okay, let's recap. Reconnection, yes, 10 out of 10. I'm really excited to see about me and Trent's friendship. Also me and Jalen, oh my God, we're not really reconnecting, we're pretty connected, but we haven't really hung out, I feel like, in a while, so we're gonna hang out Friday, and we're gonna make slippers, I'm super excited for that, and then, yeah, I wanna text my friend, I have a few friends that I wanna text, just because, but I'm scared to text, because I don't want it to be like, oh, I wanna hang out, I just wanna be like, hey, you know, I don't wanna make it, like, a whole thing, but then I don't wanna have to be like, no, I don't want to hang out. Because I do, but I'm like, I don't know. I don't know. But anyway. And then, yeah, the third wheeling thing. Third wheeling just kind of fucking sucks. And then I also feel bad because this is, like, my first time with this experience, kind of. At least to this extent. Like, I feel like I've kind of felt this a little bit. But usually, like, I guess this is just different because it is one-on-one. Like, it's happened in groups and, like, it's kind of, like, and then also I hang out with, like, couples sometimes, like hanging out with Brody and Brianna. Like, I guess that's a third wheeling situation, but I explained why I don't feel like a third wheel. But I don't know, this feels, I don't like it. It doesn't feel good for me, and I feel like that's a fair request. If we're both going out and we're deciding to do this together, let's make sure that we're both setting ourselves up to have a good night. And considering what's been happening, I've had a good night. It hasn't ruined my nights, but it has made a weird little, like, moment in the night. It has had a weird feeling of the night. So yeah, I guess I'm probably gonna talk to this friend. Ooh, hopefully the next time I see them, but if not, maybe the next time. So we'll see. I'm a little nervous and I'm a little embarrassed because it's embarrassing to be like, dude, like, I feel like a third wheel with you and these randos, but whatever. So yeah, look at me standing up for myself, yay. But yeah, I'm just like, I don't know, because I'm like trying to think of what, like, she would say to this, but I'm like, I don't know, like, I feel like this person, like, sometimes surprises me with some things that they say, but then sometimes, like, their initial response is kind of like, I don't know, mean girlish in a way. So I just don't want it to be like, well, you're jealous, like, let me do my thing, let me be my person, like, whatever. But obviously if that's how it goes, then it'll just be going in a different direction. And I don't know what that is, because I'm like, I don't want to stop going out with them. Like, I 97% of the night is good, but then there's just like that little 3% where it's like I just kind of feel awkward. And then yeah, but I've never really sat with it and really thought about it, like, the next day or anything. But then whenever I was just telling my client, and it's funny because, like, I wasn't even thinking about that when I was telling my client the story. I just, like, was casually mentioning, like, oh yeah, she's making out with this guy and, like, da 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 da. And then my client caught that and was like, oh, like, she's making out with a guy when it's just you two. And so I was like, okay, maybe I can think about this. Like, maybe this isn't, because third wheeling is a universal experience. I feel like everyone's going to feel that at some point, or, like, left out. Yeah, left out. Someone's always feeling left out. So, whatever. Anyway. Yeah, whatever. Or even just saying it out loud might make me feel better. Just the conversation and them acknowledging that. So, yeah, I guess there's that. Okay. I love you. I hope you have the best week ever. I'll see you next week. Bye. Love you.